Marsh, W. St. Helena, California, July 28, 1901. Dear Brother Marsh, I hardly know just how to answer your letter. I have just written to a young man in Denver who has been conducting a restaurant there under the name of doing medical missionary work. He has been sailing under the colors of the Battle Creek Sanitarium, but he has not been carrying out the principles of health reform. Meat and other things which testify against the principles which Dr. Kellogg upholds were placed on the table. This young man has not had an experience in true health reform. There is much work to be done. But this work must be done understandingly. Some keep silent when they ought to speak. Others, when they ought to keep silent, speak excitedly and hastily. When we speak, we should keep the Christian life in view, remembering Christ's invitation. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. Our words should testify that we are partakers with Christ in his sufferings, that we are living in partnership with him. Kindly, patiently, interestedly, those in charge of a sanitarium are to give faithful instruction to the workers, that Jesus may always be honored. Through Paul, God has given many wonderful lessons for our instruction. In his visions, Paul saw many things not lawful for a man to utter. But many other things which he saw in the heavenly courts were woven into his teachings. The truth flashed from his lips as a sharp, two-edged sword. The impressions made upon his mind by the Holy Spirit were strong and vivid, and they were presented to the people in a way that no one else could present them. Paul spoke in the demonstration of the Spirit and with power. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, "We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any many build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9-17. I will give you the best knowledge that has come to me on the subject about which you write. Another sanitarium is not needed in Colorado at the present time. We have a sanitarium in Boulder, in College View, in Des Moines. But there is no sanitarium in the southern field. The Lord has indicated that a sanitarium should be established in Nashville, Tennessee. A good work has been started in that place, but a sanitarium is very much needed. You mention a brother who is willing to invest his means in building a sanitarium. Will not this brother go to Nashville and see what he can do to establish a sanitarium there? I very much desire that this proposition shall be favorably considered. The building of a sanitarium is the easiest part of the work. It is much harder to find workers who are capable of conducting the institution in a way that will honor God. God will not bless a sanitarium that is conducted in a haphazard manner. He cannot give prosperity to a sanitarium where the patients are fed on the very articles of diet which have made them sick. Those who conduct sanitariums in this way do the medical missionary work great harm. They misrepresent the purpose for which the sanitarium work was started. Great skill is required to conduct a sanitarium in such a way that the expenses will be met. So many of those employed as helpers have never learned the principles of economy. They do not know the meaning of Christ's words, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." John 6, verse 12. Often enough is wasted in a year to support a family for that length of time. Then again, unless the institution has a matron who knows how to oversee wisely, money is often paid for work that is not done. There are helpers who do not work faithfully. During their working hours, they spend time in talking to one another. They are more interested in their talk than in their work. The lax, dilatory way in which they labor is against the institution. They do not work with expedition. They are not filled with an intense interest to see the institution not only paying its current expenses, but laying by a fund for emergencies. With complete order and skillful industry, the work in many of our sanitariums could be accomplished with half the number of helpers now employed. Those who have no missionary spirit, who work only for the wages they receive, will not labor interestedly, but lazily. Such helpers are a loss to any institution. The minutes they waste grow into hours, yet they ask pay for all this wasted time. Let all remember that God is taking their picture, just as surely as the pictures of men and women are today reproduced upon the polished plate of the artist. In every sanitarium, there should be one who will faithfully educate the helpers in Bible lines. It is a great aid to the helpers to be brought to the Word of God, to have their attention called to the fact that they are acting a part in the cause of God, and that He requires each one to be a faithful steward. Our sanitariums should not receive as helpers young men or young women whose minds are filled with cheap, frivolous ideas, who have no desire to improve the talents which God has entrusted to them. They should be plainly told that unless they are willing to change, the institution can be no help to them. I wish that parents could realize the harm they are doing their children by failing to teach them to bear their share of the burdens of the home. Many parents allow their children to grow up with the slipshod education. They have no idea of what is to be done or how to do it. Young men and young women of this class should not be received at our sanitariums. Those in charge of the institutions should realize that they are to act in God's stead, dealing faithfully and truly with the youth placed in their care. Workers who are giddy and inefficient, who refuse to try to improve, should return to their homes and place themselves under training. If they cannot obtain the proper discipline in the home, let them go to someone who can teach them that what is worth doing at all is worth doing well.